message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
We are in the season of Christmas. And I tell you, it's a special season. Praise the Lord. Tonight we are starting a new series. And the series we'll be looking at tonight is Introduction to Joy and Gladness. This month, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, through the servant of the living God, has been declared our month of joy and gladness. Our month of joy and gladness. The book of Psalm 105. Can you turn with me to the book of Psalm 105 as we read verse 43. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And he brought forth his people with joy and his chosen with gladness. The Lord will bring you to the end of this year safely with joy. And he will take you into 2019 with gladness. In the name of Jesus. I plead with the sound people to please help me tonight because of my voice. And God will help you also in Jesus' name. Joy is a major asset for the fulfillment of destiny. I want you to know that if you must enjoy fulfillment of destiny, you must be a man or a woman of great joy. If you must triumph at all times, despite the challenges that life will throw at you, you must be joyful. And that is why one of my very dear pastor named his daughter Be Joyful. It's a very powerful name. For you to dominate and to rule in life, you must be joyful. Because scenarios of life will come. Scenarios are challenges. Scenarios means trials, tribulations, challenges of life. Jesus Christ said, in this world, you meet with what? Tribulations. But you know, I love the Yoruba version of that scripture. See, Tujuka. That is, don't be worried. Don't take it to heart. Be joyful. Because he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. The person you are greater than, you are greater than that person. No matter how Kurukere Nigeria will make, there are some nations on the earth that are greater than Nigeria. They might be smaller, they might be bigger, but they are greater. This nation is also greater than some nations. Hallelujah. So Papa always says, men are in what? Are in sizes. When you are greater than something, you are greater than that thing. The Bible says, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. That means you are greater than the world. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm greater than the world. No matter the challenges you are facing, you are greater than that challenge. And that is why you need to be joyful. To be joyless is to be helpless. To be joyless is to be hopeless. To be joyless is to give up hope. The Bible says there is hope yet for a tree, even if it is cut down. At the scent of water, it will sprout again. But if there is no hope, if there is no hope, that tree is gone. I tell you, to be joyless is to be hopeless and to be helpless. And I want you to know that sorrow is a friend to destiny failure. If you don't want to fail in life, you must be somebody that is joyful. Because sorrow is an enemy to the fulfillment of destiny. And when you are downcast, you go down in life. When you are downcasted, you are going down in life. I don't know if you have seen somebody that is downcasted and is able to achieve anything. For example, let's take the footballers. They just did Ballon d'Or yesterday. Yes or no? If those footballers want to play and they are downcasted, they are not happy, they are depressed, no matter how skillful they are, they won't perform. And that is why when a team is losing and the coach at the break, that's extra time. The coach will try to do what? motivate and ginger them and tell them, you can do it, you can win, you can do this, you can do that. We try to spike them up and make them to be happy and excited. And by the time they go back with that excitement, the opposing team is in trouble. Praise the Lord. But if they lose that thing, that zeal, that thing, they lose it, that's the end. Praise the Lord. Can you turn with me to the book of Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25? I'm taking you somewhere tonight. Heaviness in the heart of a man maketh it to stoop. Can you see that? Stoop means to go down. Heaviness, that is sorrow. It makes a man to stoop. That is, the destiny of that person goes down. But a good word maketh it what? Maketh it glad. Praise the Lord. Brethren, joy is important. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 13. Jeremiah 31 verse 13 says, I will turn their mourning into joy. For I will turn their mourning into joy. And I will comfort them and make them to rejoice from their sorrow. Hallelujah. The Lord is going to make somebody to rejoice from their sorrow in the name of Jesus. From today, your days of mourning and sorrow are over in the name of Jesus. I want you to know that there is a joy that comes from the world. Such joy are fleeting pleasures of sin or achievement. That's not the joy we are talking about. There is this kind of joy are temporal. They are ephemeral. But the kind of joy we are talking about is eternal. The ephemeral joy is the kind of joy that King Solomon had. And he said something in Ecclesiastes chapter 2. Verse 1 to 2. I said in my heart, go burn, and I will prove with meat. Therefore, enjoy pleasure, and behold, this also is vanity. I said to Laughter, it is mad, and of meat, what doeth it? This man filled his heart with everything he wanted. But he said, everything is what? Is vanity. But there's a joy that comes from the Lord. That joy is hollow. Is holy, is rich, is eternal. This is the joy that never goes away. This is the joy that turns the destiny of a man around. This is the joy that takes a man from the low place and sets him to be among the kings. And that shall be your portion in the name of Jesus. Isaiah chapter 35, verse 10 says, and the ransomed of the Lord, and the ransom of the Lord shall return. And come to Zion with song, and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. You are a ransom of the Lord. The Lord Jesus has paid a ransom for you. Therefore, you cannot continue in sorrow or continue in heaviness of spirit, because God has redeemed you. Say, I am redeemed of the Lord. Therefore, I will enjoy everlasting joy in the name of Jesus. What is joy? According to the dictionary, joy means possessing a glad feeling, a feeling of happiness, great pleasure and delight. However, joy is not just an expression of emotion, but it is a spiritual virtue. Joy is a product of a true relationship with God, which cannot be faked. When you have this kind of joy that we are talking about tonight, you cannot fake it. You know, you can fake happiness. You can fake happiness. You are not happy, but you can fake. And some people, they know how to fake happiness. Very well. Maybe the husband buys something for the wife. The wife did not really like the thing, but he did not want the man to know that she didn't really like it. Hey, honey, thank you. I love you. Thank you. But he said that. At least you have seen it in movie before. If you have not experienced it before. But I tell you, you can fake that, but you cannot fake this kind of joy. Because it's something that bubbles. It will bubble from within. It's like a spring of water from within. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just like love, grace, hope, joy is needed for success in life and destiny. I want you to know that if you lack joy, you are lacking an essential ingredient for destiny fulfillment. And that is why this month we'll be treating joy and gladness. Facts about a joyful life. Quickly, I have some facts about joyful life. Number one, a joyful life is the springboard for a praiseful life. And a praiseful life is a life that will be raised continually. No joy, no praise. Can I ask a question? Like my papa would say, in my place, is it possible for a man to be crying and at the same time be laughing? You are crying and you are laughing. Is it possible? It's not possible. If there is no joy, you cannot praise. And if you cannot praise, there is no race. Number two, joy is an essential spiritual virtue required for ceaseless triumph in life. You know, one of the things that the devil look out for to hold someone down is anxiety and worry. When the devil knows that you are always anxious, the Bible said, be anxious for nothing. But in all things, with supplication and thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. Many times, we worry about what we should not worry about. I always tell somebody that is close to me, anytime that person is worried, I'll tell the person, can your worry change the situation? Can your worry make an improvement? Can your worry create a miracle? Can your worry deliver you? No! Then why worry? Why depressed? Why sad? Sometimes person will say, ah, you are not even bothered. I said, I'm bothered, but I cannot be pressed down. I can't allow something that is transient, is just passing, to now hold me back from enjoying the fullness of the Spirit of God. It's not possible. Joy must continually flow. Joy must continually flow. Number three. All service to God must be done joyfully or it will not be acceptable. Your service to God, your praises to God, if it is not done joyfully, it is unacceptable to God. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 47, Media, can you help me quickly? Because thou servest not thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart, for the abundance of all things, verse 48, therefore shall thou serve thy enemies, that shall not be your portion in Jesus' name, which the Lord shall send against thee in hunger, that will not be your portion in Jesus' name, in thirst and in nakedness, that will not be your portion in Jesus' name. Can you see that? If you serve God without joy, you are playing with something very dangerous. Number four, joy makes life to be enjoyed and not endured. When you are full of joy, you enjoy life. You are not enduring life. You will not endure life in the name of Jesus. I want to make us to understand that the joy we are talking about is supersede happiness. So because of this, I'm going to explain comparison between joy and happiness. Though they are interrelated, but they are not the same thing. Many people mistake joy for happiness, but they are different altogether, even though they are interrelated, like I said earlier. Joy is deeper than happiness. The word happiness or happy occurred in the Bible about 30 times, while the word joy or rejoice occurred in the Bible over 300 times. That's to tell you, when the Bible emphasizes something, there is something about that thing. The word happiness occurs about 30 or 33 times, while the word joyful, joy, rejoice, which all means the same thing, occurred over 300 times. That's to let you know that joy supersedes happiness. The truth is that you cannot be happy without being joyful. Praise the Lord. And joy is a spiritual force that is referred to as a fruit of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5 verse 22. Joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Can you see that? Meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. If we are to place them in the hierarchy of importance, you will see that joy is very important. Media, can you bring that scripture back? Galatians 5:22. Number one is love. Number two is what? Joy is important. Happiness is not a fruit of the Spirit. Happiness is an expression of emotion. It's an expression of your emotion. It's not a fruit of the Spirit. It's a product of your emotion and circumstances around you. So it's most often short-lived. Most often it's transient. Most often it's just for a period of time. But joy is from within. Happiness is from outside. Joy is from within. You know, a man's happiness depends on happenings around him. The happiness of a man most often depends on happenings around him. But joy depends on the Spirit in the man. And that is why those that don't have the Spirit of God most often don't carry joy. We are talking about a joy that supersedes the joy of you winning American lottery. Because after winning American lottery, the next moment you start thinking, how do I get money for ticket? And you can become sorrowful. Hey, I've won the lottery. Now to buy tickets, it's wala. You go to Uncle A, Uncle B, Kosovo, Uncle D, no ego. And you are left on your own. You will become sad. That person will become sorrowful. Joy is not when you get married, newly. As a newly married man, you are always happy. You'll be very happy. But after some months, when the woman establishes herself and she began to show you I'm the woman of the house, your joy can evaporate. Easily. Your joy can disappear. Happiness can disappear. It will just go. Pew. Then when the woman decides to repent and show you some leverage, you become happy again. Your marriage shall be happy, full of joy in the name of Jesus. I tell you, a lot of people are suffering in their marriage. They are not happy. But when you have joy, I tell you, you enjoy abundance of grace. I pray for somebody here tonight. Your home will be full of joy in the name of Jesus. What are the characteristics of joyful people? Number one, joyful people, they think differently. The Bible said in the book of Proverbs 23 verse 7, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Joyful people think differently. You know, today I read something. I don't know where I read it again, but I know I read something. Story of a man who just got out of hospital and he was trying to recollect the year, December like this. That year, he lost his father. That year, his son had accident. And, I can't remember who sent it to me. The man lost some things. I can't remember very well. And he wrote everything down and it was gloomy. And when he came, he showed it to the wife. And the wife smiled. And the wife went outside and came back with another sheet of paper. And gave it beside the man and said, "Thank God for this year. It's a very good year." This year, grandpa that is 94 years old, gone to be with the Lord. Okay, the man had a gallbladder or something. Said the gallbladder that could have killed him, that is giving him so much pain, was removed. The woman said, thank God for this. Then the son had an accident. The accident could have claimed the life of the son. Yet God spared the life of the son. What a wonderful year. Can you see the difference between the two? One is not filled with joy. The other is filled with joy. See, when you have joy in you, you think differently. And you know, when the way you think is the way you approach things. When challenges of life come to you, the way you see it is the way you will approach it. If challenges come, some people will see it as stepping stone to honor. While some will see it as the end. When Goliath was challenging the children of Israel, there are Shaman and all the big-chested brothers of David were there. Don't forget, they were in the army, they were there. But the Bible said they were all hiding. They were terrified. They were sorrowful. But David came on the scene and he saw the situation as a place for him to glorify God. And he said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine defiling the army of the living God? What will be done to the man that bring the head of this big for nothing guy down? And they said, the king will give the word. Say, is that all? That's okay. I sign on. Can you see the difference? This is a man that is filled with joy. So when you are filled with joy, you think differently. I pray that the grace to think differently is released unto you in the name of Jesus. You think positively. You are positive all the time. You have a positive mentality. You have a possibility mentality. You have a positive approach to issues and attitude. And that takes you to the place of honor. Number two, joyful people talk differently. You know, your thought is a reflection of your speech. Or your speech is a reflection of your thought. Many times, what we think is what comes out of our mouth, unknowingly, either consciously or unconsciously. Praise the Lord. But I tell you, words are powerful. Words are powerful. When you are faced with challenges, it will sue me. It will sue me. Why should we say, it will sue me? What is to me, for those that doesn't understand you, is I'm fed up, I'm tired, I'm giving up, it's enough. Such words don't come out from people that are joyful. You know, sometimes you go like 2-3 days and you are not having anything. No money. Now I love the testimony that were shared on Sunday. Wonderful testimony. Can we jam our hands together for Jesus? For those wonderful and awesome testimonies. You know what? There are some of those testimonies that strikes me so much. That of that young man that doesn't have money to eat. Neither money to pay his school fees. But the same young man, you see him every day. He will smile. He's always smiling. Always smiling. If I went and was sharing the testimony, I said, wow, this is deep. Another wonderful testimony on Sunday. This one is so wow. Apart from the baby testimony, this one is wow. And I will tell you why it is. It talks about the way people think and the way people talk. Myself and Pastor Ebenezer were analyzing those testimonies yesterday. Two different situations, one single solution, the anointing oil. Somebody could not go to toilet, drank the anointing oil. He could do the thing. Another person was doing the thing excessively, drank the anointing oil, the thing ceased. Isn't this God an awesome God? Isn't He a wonderful God? And you know, I was telling Papa while the testimony was, I said, wow, thank God we have medical doctors in our midst. Olive oil is a laxative. You can use it to cause you to release very well, pour out whatever is there that is not good. Somebody that is already going to toilet, now going to drink something that should increase the going to toilet. Yet the thing turn around and walk the walk and stop the going to toilet. Jam your hands once again for Jesus. This is where I'm going. if these two people did not think right, they will not do the right. And they will keep suffering. So, the way you approach issue, the way you talk, depends on how joyful and how happy you are. And I pray for somebody tonight, you will be filled with joy in the name of Jesus. When you hear a joyful person talking, in the midst of adverse circumstances and situation, you will be surprised. Joy must not depart from our mouth. Our mouth must be filled with joy always. The book of Mark chapter 11, verse 23. Mark 11, 23. Hallelujah. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be moved, and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe, those things which he seeth shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he seeth. If you are not joyful, you cannot say positive things. And if you don't say positive things, you cannot have what you desire. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God will bless you in Jesus' name. Number three, joyful people act differently. Joyful people, they act differently. You know, joyful people demonstrate a different attitude and disposition to life and to adverse situations and circumstances in life. Two situations. Some people call joyful people optimistic people. It's not to be optimistic. Because to be optimistic means you just believe in something. Your optimism can change. When things that are greater than your optimism comes, it will go down. I don't know if you have been there before. You have been optimistic that when you go to meet this uncle, he's going to load you very well. And you get to the uncle, he loads you, but it's not as you expect. You will lose your optimism. The thing will come down. I've been there before, trusting and believing that if I get to this uncle, hey, situation close, everything is going to solve. I wasn't really disappointed, but it wasn't like I expect, because the uncle also have his own issues. Praise the Lord. So I want you to know that it is your joy. At that situation, happiness will melt away. The gree that you are coming with, we just go down. If you are not joyful, you can go back and you start having headache. And that is why I want us to know that joyful people, they act differently. When challenges of life and situation comes, situations that are beyond our control, joyful people, they overcome with the joy of God in their heart. And by the words of their testimonies. Praise the Lord. Pathway to joy. Number one, pathway to joy. How do you assess joy? Number one is new birth. The first way to real and lasting joy is to give your life to Christ. When you are born again, you experience a joy that transcends the joy that comes from winning lottery or anything you can think of. How many of you can remember, can you just take a deep thought and try to recollect how you felt the day you gave your life to Christ? How many of us? I remember the day I gave my life to Christ. I remember very well. Working back home, it was like I was floating, like a butterfly inside my heart. You know, sometimes when you fall in love newly, when the love is still shaking seriously, you will be floating. As you are walking, you are floating. I mean the guy, you will be floating. While the woman is flying. She's flying. At that point, you ask the guy for anything he will give you. If you have a friend that is newly in love, ask him, he will give you. He will give you. Because he's in love. Say, you want my tab? You can borrow it. Don't worry. Just borrow it. Just borrow it. Just borrow it. I have another one. Just borrow. He's happy. He's full of joy. I pray the woman did not disappoint. Praise the Lord. But the experience of new birth is greater than that. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 says, if a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. A new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The person experiences a newness of life. There's a joy that flows through your heart. There's one song we used to sing. Joy, joy. Something joy, joy in my heart. When I give my life. I can't remember that song very well. Joy, joy. I can't remember. If I remember, I will sing it. But we used to sing it though this. I will be clapping your hands in tutu. Ba, 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 like that. Uh-huh. See? Joy, joy, hallelujah. Jam your hands together for Jesus. That's not the one I want, but that one suits it anyway. Joy, river. Joy like a river. Joy like a river in my soul. I have a joy like a river. Joy like a river. Joy like a river in my soul. Wow, I love that. That's the thing. Praise the Lord. You see, you enjoy this joy that flows because you have just encountered Christ. That's the joy. That is the joy. That is the joy. And I tell you, that is the kind of joy that you will experience for the rest of this year in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Number two, how to assess a pathway to joy is via the Word of God. The Word of God births joy and gladness in the heart of a believer. In the book of Jeremiah chapter 15 verse 16, the Bible says, "Thy word was found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart." Praise the Lord. When you eat the Word of God, you are taking in the person of Jesus, because Jesus is the Word of God. And in Jesus is life eternal. So when you take in the Word of God, it gives you an unusual joy. Sometimes when you are faced with situations that seems as if there is no solution, and you read the Word of God, the Bible says, "None shall be barren in the land, and none will cast their young." And you are expecting, you are looking up to God for a child, it gives you joy, it gives you hope. When you are not having anything on you, and the Bible says you will lend unto nations and you will not be poor, you feel happy. When the Bible says, "But my God will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory," it gives you joy, it gives you hope. When you are sick, and the Bible says, "By his stripes ye are healed," and you, wow, that means my healing is in Christ. It gives you joy. The Word of God is the life of God. The life of God is the Word of God. So when you take in the Word of God, you are taking in the person of God, and it gives you joy. I pray tonight that the Lord will cause you to study the Word of God the more in the name of Jesus. Because the more you study the Word of God, the more the spirit of joy and gladness that will enter into your heart and into your life. And the joy of the living God will flow ceaselessly from you in the name of Jesus. I said the joy of the Lord will flow ceaselessly from you in the name of Jesus. Tonight, as I round up, I want you to know this joy you can't buy it with money. You can't buy it with gift. Buy a man the best, latest BMW, the latest 2018 edition. By 2021, that car is obsolete. And the man will be looking at 2021 edition, and I'll be looking at his own and say, "What is this one?" The joy and the excitement will only last for a year or thereabout. God help the man, the car did not break down. The day the car breaks down, the man will say, "What kind of a car is this?" Praise the Lord. This joy we are talking about is not the joy that comes to you as a result of anything that is earthly. It supersedes what is on earth. It's a joy that comes from heaven. It's a joy that flows from the Father to the Son, to the Spirit, and to us. And I tell you tonight, when you are connected to the Father via the Son and through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, you experience the fullness of this joy. And this joy will keep you till eternity in the name of Jesus.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.